Well, this morning we're going to talk with Margie Schaefer, who is the administrator for the Audubon County Development and Tourism, and we're going to talk a little bit about a project that they've been working on to bring the wall that heals to Audubon. Margie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Glad to.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about this project. I call it a project because even though it's not something that you're creating, it's still a work in progress in trying to get things organized to make this the best possible event you can.
This is the 50th year for 50th anniversary of when the United States got involved in the Vietnam War, and the Wall That Heals is one of the traveling Vietnam walls. This group is actually affiliated with the group that has the wall in Washington, D.C. And so we started a couple years ago looking into the different walls to see what we could find out about the different ones. Actually, there's six different groups that have walls that travel. And we feel real fortunate in getting the Wall That Heals, which is tied in with the D.C. Wall for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And the date it's coming is August 30th, which is a Friday, and we will have our opening ceremony that evening at 6:30 on the Friday evening. And then we'll have the wall through September 2nd, which is Monday, which is Labor Day.
Well, so many people, millions each year, visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's become a very popular spot for people to stop and view and reflect. What will they actually see when they come to visit the Wall That Heals in Audubon?
It's a miniature. It's a half the size of what you would see in Washington, D.C. It's about 230 feet long. It'll be in our John James Audubon Park, which is in the city park in the main part of Audubon. It'll be in the south section of the park, and it literally will pretty much be the full distance from east to west.
Wow.
It will have, I believe it, there's over 58,000 names on the wall, and you will be able to, it's, will be one where you can look at the wall. We'll have computers where we can pull, if a person wants to look up a specific name, that we'll be able to pull up the location of that name on the wall, and then we'll have volunteers that will take them to the wall and help them find that name.
Well, what a great opportunity this is for folks. You know, they've been doing these honor flights for World War II veterans into Washington, D.C. to give them an opportunity to visit some of those important spots there. But they're not doing anything like that right now for Vietnam veterans, and some of them don't have the ability or the means to be able to visit in Washington, D.C. It's so great that they have the opportunity here locally, especially with Audubon County having such a strong veteran presence.
Yes, we feel very blessed to be chosen as one of the locations for this year. I think the wall will only be in two locations in Iowa this year, and the other location was, I believe, Newton, and it was several months ago. So we feel real blessed that we are able to have the wall here. We'll have different programs and ceremonies, and we want to honor those that have served, and this is one way we can honor those that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Well, I know you've been meeting with a group in the Audubon area here for quite some time now to prepare. What types of things are you working on?
Fundraising. It takes a lot of money to bring the wall and then to promote having the wall here. So fundraising has been one of the key areas that we've worked on. Getting volunteers is still a need. We need volunteers that will be security for the wall. While it's here, has to have security 24/7, so around the clock, and we have to have two individuals, and we're setting that up in two-hour increments for volunteers for that. We'll need volunteers for the computers for looking up names on the wall, and then for a guest host who takes a person to the wall to help them find the name. So those are the three key areas that we're needing volunteers for. And then just, again, helping plan for the ceremonies. We'll have three main ceremonies, and each morning we'll have what they call an awakening ceremony. So we need singers. We need great speakers. If different ones would like to get involved in these areas, you know, we would sure welcome them. And we're not making it just to Ottoman County. We know we've got a lot of veterans in the surrounding counties and different veteran groups. So anyone is welcome and invited to be a part of it.
Volunteers are always welcome. You don't ask their address.
Right.
Well, have you had a lot of people step forward already to volunteer for some of these roles?
We have had a number step forward, but we still need lots, is how I would explain it. You know, when you're thinking about something the end of August and you think, okay, what am I planning? But what we look at is if they can just look at and commit, you know, for a two-hour increment, hopefully we can get all our slots filled up.
You know, it's got to be pretty interesting when something like this, of this size and of this magnitude, actually physically rolls into town.
Yes.
It's going to be a pretty interesting process in getting all that set up. Now, I was looking through some of the information here about this, too. Is it for real? There's no charge for folks to visit.
No charge at all. The Wall That Heals will have donation containers sitting around to help support having the wall come to the communities. So a person can always give a donation if they would like, but to visit the wall, it is free, and to be at any of our ceremonies, that would be free also.
You bet. Margie, what kind of a response did you get locally from, especially the Vietnam veterans, from the veterans in the Vietnam specifically, when this project was first talked about there?
The response was great. I kind of claim that they're some of our unsung heroes. You know, there was some, you know, differences on how different ones looked at our involvement there. And I think a lot of them experienced a lot of different emotions when they came home after they felt like they were serving their country. They went with what commitment they had personally made. And we look at our homeland has not had any fighting on our home grounds, and we look at that. We have to give credit to our veterans that are willing to give the ultimate sacrifice and serve. So we just want to honor them, and I think many have been moved that we would put the time and effort into bringing the wall here.
Well, you know, I think the Vietnam era was one in which we learned a lot about ourselves as a country, too, going forward, because even to this day, in the recent wars and conflicts we've been involved in, you're always going to find some folks who will agree with the decisions and who disagree with the decisions. But I think through the Vietnam experience, we've all learned now that no matter what we feel about, you know, the direction of the politics in it, we all want to support those people who step up, especially now with the volunteer army, who step up and meet the call to protect us and to protect democracy.
Yes. And one area that I'm hoping that we can get responses from is young people coming, because I think when people are older, we kind of can see what has happened in our history. But I think getting the young people to understand and those in school that what it means, what freedom means, and we're still the world's greatest country. And yes, we've got opportunities in our country, but we're still the world's greatest country. And we look at, you know, our freedom is given as a result of many people sacrificing.
Well, we build memorials for a lot of different reasons, but yeah, the educational portion of it is extremely important. Children need to understand the sacrifices people made and why they made them.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll talk more about this as we get a little bit closer to the event here toward the end of October, early part of September, that weekend there. But again, we want to make sure that people understand the need right now. If folks would like to make donations at this point to help out the effort or to volunteer their services at all, how should they do that?
Okay. They can call me at 712-563-2742, and I can give them additional details. Or if they would like to mail a check, they can send it to Ottoman County Economic Development and write the check out to Ottoman County Tourism, because we're handling the funding for the wall. And that address is 800 Market Street, Ottoman, Iowa, at 50025. And then also I have an email address if they would like to send it also. With their questions, and that's ACED@iowatelecom.net.
Very good. The Wall That Heals, the Traveling Vietnam War Veterans Memorial. We'll see more of that here as we get a little bit later on. That event, again, going on August 30th through September 2nd at the John James Audubon Park, right there in the middle of Audubon, Iowa. Should be a great event. Well, Margie, thanks a lot for your time here today, and continue good luck in preparing.
Thank you. And you have, and we wish everyone a wonderful 4th of July.